Skies in store tonight, with temperatures falling back into the low 20s and winds out of the west at 10 to 20 miles an hour. On Wednesday, lots of sunshine, with high temperatures reaching the upper 40s and winds out of the west at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, with temperatures in the upper teens and northeasterly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Thursday, look for partly sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid-30s. Friday, cloudy skies and much colder with highs only around 10 degrees and northeast winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Snow possible Friday night into the day on Saturday. Heavier snow chances will stay off to our south, but some accumulation possible with high temperatures in the low teens. Sunday, sunny with high temperatures reaching the upper teens. That's your latest forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
And welcome back to Auburn High School, where we have the boys getting ready to go at it here. In Falls City, City Heart and the Auburn Bulldogs. Auburn coming in here. Ranked number 8 in class C1. They are 10-1 on the season. And the Irish coming in here ranked number 10 in class D2. Despite the record of 5 wins and 6 losses, now obviously they're playing some pretty good competition, but they are ranked again this week in class D2. Had 5-6, love to get their record back to 500 on this game, with this game here tonight. We'll see what happens with that. Give you a few scores around the area that have wrapped up here tonight. Girls action. Game you just heard here on Sunday, City Heart over Auburn, 55-23. Over on KTNC, our sister station, the Titans of HCRS, beat Pawnee City in girls game, 41-17. That boys game should be coming up shortly. The Falls City girls beat Boystown tonight, 27-17. Mountain girls over Freeman, 65-43. We have one boys final already reported. Johnson Brock beat Lewiston boys night by a score of 67-12. That is the score we have from that one. I will remind you, coming up the rest of the week, more basketball. Thursday on Sunny 101.3, City Heart will be at Rockport, girls and boys basketball action. Rockport boys and girls having a fantastic season as well. That should be fun. And on Friday night here on Sunny, it'll be Exeter Milligan Friend at Johnson Brock. That should be some really good basketball. All four of those girls and boys teams having good years. Also on KTNC on Thursday night, we've got more wrestling coverage. Johnson County Central, Pawnee Center at Falls City Thursday night. And Friday night, I'll be at Sacred Heart, Pawnee City. Girls and boys will be at Sacred Heart, take on the Irish. Good news, Irish fans, Pawnee City fans, if you're tuning in here, soup supper Friday night at the Rack. So come hungry, always good food, always good soup supper at Sacred Heart. So look forward to that coming up on Friday night. Here's the boys, Auburn, 10-1, Sacred Heart, 5-6. We'll come back and give you the starting lineups after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
From the first whistle to the final touchdown, Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska is proud to be a part of those big game day wins. With local roots and a lasting impact, we're more than just lumber and supplies. We're your home team, building projects, memories, and a stronger Yankton. Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska, building more than projects, building community.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Fall City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Fall City Tigers, Sacred Heart Irish, F&M Bank. What do they all have in common? Local pride. F&M Bank is proud to be your only locally chartered and now the only Nebraska-based bank in Fall City. That means your money stays right here working for our community. Stop in and visit with one of our friendly team members to learn how we can keep your money working locally right here in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Warm-ups continue here at Auburn High School. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for the visitors. Fall City coach Doug Goltz will go with 5'11 senior Cole Tapp, 6' junior Bo Fletcher, 6' senior Brendan Lemeron, 6' junior Hayden Clow, and 6'3 senior Cooper Kanabe. You're starting five tonight for the Irish: Cole Tapp, Bo Fletcher, Brendan Lemeron, Hayden Clow, and Cooper Kanabe. For Coach Jim Weeks, the starting lineup tonight for the Bulldogs will be 6'2 sophomore Ryan Gunther, 6'3 senior Carson Levine, 5'11 senior Brenton Wenzel, 6'1 senior Creighton Keeling, and 6'6 sophomore Brian Palmer. Ryan Gunther, Carson Levine, Brenton Wenzel, Creighton Keeling, and Brian Palmer, your starting five tonight for the Auburn Bulldogs. The two teams are out getting things wrapped up. Their final warm-ups completed. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's action is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner. They bring you the action. We've got time for one more two-minute break. Back to the tip-off between Auburn and Sacred Heart coming up on Sunny 101.3. Sacred Heart, they're not going to scare anybody with their size this year. 5'11", 6', 6', 6', and 6'3", Cooper Kanabe. Auburn, they really don't scare a lot of people their height here, although Brian Palmer is 6'6", and they've got Carson Levine at 6'3", but other than that, they're not the tallest team in the neighborhood either. But that doesn't always matter in basketball. Two athletic teams going at it. People ask, well, why is Sacred Heart a D2 school playing a Class C1 school every year? Well, the two coaches are both Hall of Fame coaches. They like to play teams that have good fundamentals, play hard, and play the game right. And that's what these two teams do. They play very fundamental basketball. They're very good every year. Very fundamental, very strong. They do things right. And that's what the two coaches like to have competition. It helps them out throughout the season, later in the season, against their other teams. All right, the Bulldogs will be home tonight. They're dressed in the white with a red trim. And the Irish, dressed in black uniforms with some green trim here tonight for the boys as well. Just want to check in back in the studio with our studio engineer, MJ Evans, tonight. Make sure we got everything going okay. I had a little miss there. MJ, we got everything running right? No problem. I just want to check. I've been cut off before, things on the phone and on the basketball court. Sometimes all this modern technology, it just goes poof, and you're done. And you don't always know when you're done. So, we are set to go. Big crowd here. Auburn always has a terrific following, so does Sacred Heart. Both sides pretty well full. And we are just about set to get this one underway. on the top of the hour. You are listening to Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Fall City and Auburn. I'm John Nixon. MJ Evans runs the show, keeps us going. Back in the studio. And we have the game. We're ready to roll here. Auburn's only lost this year. They lost to Plattsman. Plattsman, I believe, is now 9-4 on the year. That's the only team to beat Auburn. Auburn does hold a win over Freeman, a game you heard here on Sunny 101.3 a few weeks ago, a couple weeks back anyway. Stepping into the center circle for Auburn, Brandon Palmer, 6'6 sophomore. For the Irish, it's Cooper Canotti, a 6'3 senior. The officials all give a thumbs up to each other, and we're ready to go. Palmer controls the tip backcourt to Gunther. Gunther to Brenton Wenzel. Off the left side, Keeling. Keeling up the floor, gets the ball away. Now to Wenzel out on the wing. Sagan Hart, looks like they're zoned up here. And a long three, nothing but net for Brenton Wenzel. Start the ball game, 3-0. Auburn with the lead here early on. So here we go. Three ball for the answer for the Irish. No good for Cole Taft. And the rebound comes down to Brenton Wenzel. Both teams are not shy about shooting the long ball. The Irish zoned up again defensively. Down on the baseline now is Palmer. He kicks it back out. Wenzel for another triple and another make, this time from the top of the key. And it's quickly 6-0. Auburn with the lead. We played 1 minute and 6-0. Bulldogs lead it. Off the right side, Brendan Lemeron hands the ball off to Cole Taft. Man-to-man defense here by the Bulldogs. Taft up the floor. Dribbles, lost it, stolen away. We head the other way with the basketball. Keeling, Wenzel, bounce pass down, back out, and it's off the hands. The ball gets ricocheted. Bow rounded back, and it's going to go off of the Bulldogs here. It will be Irish basketball. Each team with a turnover that trip. Leonard on to the front. Right side got it by Gunther. Pulls up for three on the rim. No. Rebound picked off by Brian Palmer. And the Bulldogs had the ball coming back the other way now. They go left to right as we look at it. That's the West bucket here in the first half tonight. Bounce pass into Gunther. Step into the lane. And a big step and a scoop on the right side. Good. Gunther makes it 8-0. Auburn with the lead. To the front court with it. Lemeron looking. Strong defense by Auburn. That's what they hang their hat on most seasons. Give the ball up now with the dribble on the left side. Handing it off once again to Bo Fletcher now. Fletcher down in the corner with it to Hayden Plow. Plow out top, 9 on the shot clock. Stripped is Lemeron. Gunther with the steal all the way in. Right hand up, right hand good. And it is now 4, make it 10-0. Auburn, timeout, Sagan Hart. 10-0 Auburn with the lead. We played 2.5 minutes. Back to 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
A quick start for the Auburn Bulldogs, 10-0. We played just under 2.5 minutes here to start this ball game. Two Irish turnovers, a couple of threes by the Bulldogs, and a couple of Ryan Gunther two-point baskets, and it's 10-0. Auburn with the lead here. Timeout taken by Coach Doug Gold for the Irish. Not liking the start his team's off to. And here we go. Irish basketball, front court by the scorer's table. Triggering will be Cole Taft. He'll bring it back court to Limeron. Limeron up the floor on the left side. Works back to the right, in the middle, now to Taft. Taft, open for a moment, couldn't get a shot away, drives in. Double team taken away, stolen by Levine. Third Irish turnover. Here comes the Bulldogs up the front on the right side. They go to Levine. Levine cross court in the hands of Keeling. I'm sorry. Here's a three ball, left side circle up and good for Levine. Well, the Bulldogs spread it around, 13-0 to start the ball game here. To the front court, Limeron hands it off and a foul, a blocking foul on Ryan Gunther. First foul of the ball game with 4:47 to play. First period. Bo Fletcher will inbound the ball for the Irish. Fletcher from the Auburn bench gets it in there for Taft. He hands it off to Limeron, who comes and gets it. Limeron back over the right side. Taft holds. Very aggressive man-to-man defense. Wenzel on Taft. Now hands the ball away to Clown. 15 on the clock. Oh, wide open underneath is Konami. He couldn't connect. And they call that goaltending? They did. They called that goaltending. So Cooper Konami will get a bucket. 13-2 with 4:25 to go here. The official says goaltending. And it'll be Auburn ball to the front court. Gunther quickly the other way. Right corner gives it there to Levine. Back out top to Keeling. Keeling will hold. He'll move left. Pass the ball off to Wenzel. Wenzel to Palmer on the baseline. Way out on the sideline. Backing in. Gets the ball away to Levine on the right side of the circle. He's at the free throw line. Out he goes with a pass to Keeling. And a traveling violation called on the Bulldogs here. Auburn will bring into the ball game Blake Swanson, a 6'3 sophomore. He'll check in there for Creighton Keeling. Shake hard to the front court of the basketball. Through the circle at midcourt. On the sideline to Fletcher, guarded now by Wenzel. Floats it up and a hop on the rim. No, but a whistle and a foul as he tried to fall away. Wenzel will be called for the foul, his first, team foul number two on the Bulldogs, and to the free throw line, Bo Fletcher. Bo Fletcher ready, free throw up, short, no good, he'll get another one. Fletcher gets set, 6 foot junior, fires, got it. So the first time tonight, the Irish put the ball through the net, and it's 13-3. Wenzel in traffic, fakes right, tried to throw left, stolen by the Irish. A little too fancy that time. Here is Taft the other way. Off the left side, he goes with a pass to J.J. Lancaster, who checked into the game on the break. He'll give the ball up, working it. It's Taft again. Beyond the three-point line, left side. Wants to pull back and shoot, but Gunther's on him in a hurry. Now back to Fletcher. 8 on the shot clock, and now handoff to Canavi. Back to Fletcher. 3-2. Stolen away by Wenzel on the bounce pass to the middle. A fourth Irish turnover. Auburn has it with 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Take the ball in the corner to Wenzel. He came out and nailed 2 threes on the first 2 trips for Auburn. Fake that one, gets it off to Levine. Levine in traffic, down the lane, up and off the glass for 2 more. He's got 5, and it's 15-3. To the front court we go now. Irish ball. Lancaster had it knocked away, but got it back. Freshman over the right side. Hands the ball away, and a long three for Limeron from the volleyball back line. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Gunther. Gunther to the front. out on the right side. Now down to Palmer, just hanging out on the baseline. He backs in, kicks the ball back out to Swanson. To Palmer, kicks the ball out for three, up, no good by Levine. Rebound to the Irish. Ahead, Lancaster. Leaves it back for Taft. I don't know if Cole's got a shot off yet. He's being played aggressively. Well scouted. A 5-second call against the Irish. That'll turn it over again. Their fifth turnover. The Irish bring Kyler Sipple into the ball game, a 5'11 senior, and another timeout called with a minute 53 to go. It's 15-3 Auburn. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
15-3, Auburn boys leading Sacred Heart here tonight at the Auburn Gymnasium. It's Bulldog basketball. Up the floor with it, Levine. Or rather, Wendell to Levine, now to Palmer. He goes in on the right side. Nobody there defensively and lays off the glass for his first two of the night, and it's 17-3. Irish the other way, Lancaster. Goes from one man to the other. Back in the ball game is Keeling for the Bulldogs, and he might have just committed a foul. He did as Lancaster tried to go around him, so Creighton Keeling with his first foul. Team foul number three on the Bulldogs. All right, inbounding will be the Irish out near midcourt on the sideline. Get the ball in and out to Brian Lemeron. Brendan, I'm sorry. Get the ball back to Sipple. Also checking in during the timeout for the Irish. Toby Baxter, I believe. Yeah, Toby. 5'11 junior. Ball is out of bounds on the far side of the Auburn bench again. Irish will get it back. Are we getting a new shot clock there? I don't think so. Officials coming over to check out what went on there. Let's see. We've got a minute 9 to go in the quarter. And they put 15 seconds on the clock, on the shot clock. So triggering in will be Cole Taft. Taft gets the ball in to Fletcher. Back to Lemeron. Lemeron takes left, goes right on the baseline. Kicks it across the side to Sipple. He wishes in. Four on the clock. And Baxter for three as well. Short didn't hit anything. Taft tried to catch it, throw it off a Bulldog with the ball stuck in his hand. Out of bounds. Bulldog basketball with 53 seconds to go in the quarter. Sipple will sit down for Sacred Heart. Into the game. Alex Nelson, I believe, I think that's 32. Up the floor, right side, into Palmer. Double, triple, gets it out of there to Levine for three on the rim, no. Rebound brought down by Palmer. He dribbles in, now to Gunther. Over it goes Levine, swing it left side. And now back out. They've got 2 seconds difference between the shot clock and the game clock here. Palmer, left baseline, dishes it inside, layup, good for Keeling. Creighton Keeling with a bucket and a steal to the Bulldogs, and Gunther steals it and lays it up and in. 6 turnovers by the Irish. It's 21-3, an 18-point Bulldog advantage. 3 on the clock. Taft forces it up the left hand, no. After 1, 21-3, Auburn with the lead, and we're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, we're ready to go in the second quarter. Auburn with a commanding 21-3 lead after that opening period here tonight at Auburn High School. Sacred Heart will have the basketball. And it comes in. Bring the ball in the middle of the court to Cole Taft. Taft with it. Out on the right side near midcourt. Neethub gets the ball away to Lemeron. Brennan drive down the lane. Stop. Cut off there by Wenzel. Back out to Baxter. Now it's Taft. Turns the corner. Goes in. Cut off. Lemeron three ball. Got it. The Irish get their first bucket of the night. It's a three-pointer for Brendan Lemeron. And it's now 21-6. The previous Irish basket was on a goaltend in the first quarter. Gunther in traffic. Got tripped. And had to pass off. He'll get a foul call on Sacred Heart on Bo Fletcher. First foul of the game on the Irish. So the Bulldogs trigger from the baseline. Bring it to Levine. Right elbow three-pointer. Nothing but the bottom of the hole. He's got eight. And it's 24-6 Auburn. Front court. Auburn. A defense. Give it up to the Irish. Do Fletcher for three. No good. And up to grab the rebound is Levine. They'll get up to Wenzel. Wenzel to the front. Doug Gold shot out instructors with defense. Something's not where they're supposed to be. Levine back and in. Gets the ball away to Keeling. Inside the free throw line and back to Levine for three on the rim. No. Rebound grabbed by Cooper Canavi. Canavi with the outlet quickly up the floor to the baseline. Taft. Three ball. Left side. Maybe the right side up. And good. Cole Taft for the triple. 24-9. Auburn up big to the front court. Wenzel. Brenton off the right side. Gunther. Wenzel for a long three. He got it again. Wenzel's got nine in the game, all on triples, and it's 27-9. The Bulldogs lead it. Timeout with 6:04 to go. And we will return 27-9 back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3.
27-9, Auburn with the lead here over Sacred Heart. Both teams are rated. Auburn in Class C1, number 8 this week. Sacred Heart in Class D2, ranked number 10 with their 5-6 record. Get a lot of that based on competition. They played some good teams. All right, the ball comes in the backcourt for the Irish with the basketball. Brendan Lemeron up the floor. Right side to Taft. They'll give the ball up in the hands of Hayden Plow is back in. Now Lemeron for three, up, no, rebound Kanabe. Had it knocked away, out to Taft for three, in and out, won't go, rebound Gunther, had it lost, it was picked up by Brenton Wenzel for the Bulldogs. Wenzel to the front, left side, he looks, skips down the lane, off to Palmer, and he's up, no, rebound comes out of there to Brenton Lemeron, the Irish point guard on the run the other way, but quickly back. And hand the ball left side to Fletcher. He can't connect from three on the wing. And the rebound to the Ryan Gunther, the Bulldog. He'll give it to Levine and now to Wenzel. Wenzel moving with the ball, with the dribble, off to Levine. Right side he goes with the pass now. Keeling driving in, kicks the ball out, and a long three, no good. We've got a 3-second call against the Bulldogs in the lane there. So 5:05 left in the first half. Levine is out of the ball game, replaced there for the Bulldogs by Blake Swanson. I believe Auburn's only went six deep so far. To the front comes the Irish. Lemeron with it. Get the ball now, Lemeron with it. That was Taft. Lemeron falls down, gets the ball away to Taft. Down the lane he goes with the scoop in the left side. It's up. It's good. Five for Taft, and it's 27-11. Auburn, an 18-point advantage. Brenton Wenzel to the front on the left side. Takes the ball up the ladder and to Palmer at 6'6". He'll kick it back out of there. Three ball, too strong, no good by Swanson. Rebound to the Irish. Lemeron couldn't keep the dribble alive. Get the ball forward. Now in the hands of Clough. Clough gives it up. Fletcher to Kanabe to Taft for a long three, and he buries it almost to the volleyball back line again. Eight for Cole Taft. 27-14. And timeout on the floor with 4:02 to go in the first half. We're back in half a minute. On Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Network.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Auburn with the lead over the Irish here, our boys' game. We have a boys' final. The Fall State Tiger boys picked up a win tonight. They beat Boys Town 43-38. Tigers get their win here tonight at home, 43-38. So a successful night for the Tiger girls and boys as they beat the Cowboys and the Cowgirls tonight. Freeman boys ahead of Malcolm at the end of the first half, 39-22 tonight. Johnson Brock was a winner over Lewiston, 67-12. And Bishop Newman over Lord Central Catholic tonight. Another high school basketball final there was 62-37. And another long three for Brent Wenzel from the left side of the floor out in front of the Irish bench. He's got a dozen in the ball game. To the front court we go. Inside is the Irish. Cole Taft in there with the big boys that time. Forced it up. Got the shot away. Couldn't connect. And the ball comes down to Palmer. And he'll give it up for Wenzel. Now Gunther. Dribble drive to the hole. Layup on the right side. Good. Gunther's got eight. And it's now 32-14. The lead back up to 18. In traffic. Coming out of there. Hayden Clough with it. Gets the ball away to Lemeron. Lemeron working right side, Taft moving to the right sideline toward the middle, around the back, between the legs, hands it off to Fletcher. Fletcher down the lane, scoops it, no. Rebound tipped out of there. Lemeron gets it, now pushes over to Taft on the left side of the floor. New shot clock for the Irish. They got plenty of time. Lemeron with the basketball. Moving right around the back, guarded by Gunther. Fletcher for three from the circle, no. Rebound, offensive end again. This time it's Brenton Lemeron with it. Lemeron will pass away to Clown. 17 left, first half. Auburn, 32, Sacred Heart, 14. To the front court, Brenton Wenzel with the basketball off the left side to Gunther. Gunther will move the ball to Palmer. Palmer to Gunther, back out to Wenzel. Wenzel looking it over, moving right. Keeps his dribble, hands off to Palmer. 8 on the shot clock. Inside, Gunther wide open. He got a defender on his back, and that's all she wrote. 34-14, the lead is 20 again. To the front, the Irish with 1:40 to go in the half, and a reach-in foul called on Auburn here, I believe. I think. Or did he slap the ball out of bounds? Maybe just slapped it away. So that whistle, I thought he was going to call a foul. Bring it in long for the Irish, for Fletcher. Fletcher cut off, gets the ball away to Clow. Clow on the right side now, and this time we got a blocking foul that'll be called on Blake Swanson. His first team foul, number one of the quarter. Well played in that aspect. We had four fouls called on Auburn and one on the Irish so far in this ballgame. That's the first this quarter against Auburn. Taft guarded out top by Palmer at 6'6", making it hard for Taft to get those long three-pointers away. Now take the ball, hand it away. Fletcher with it, gives the ball off there for Noah Howard to get into the ballgame. Howard down the right side, and we got a whistle and a foul. I think that's away from the ball here. Let's see. Check that. 23. Okay. Creighton Keeling with his second foul. Second foul of the quarter on the Bulldogs. He'll sit down. Levine back in. Trigger in for the Irish from the baseline. It comes in to tap on the right sideline. Almost trapped there, got away to Fletcher, cross court in the middle. Lemeron. Lemeron spins with the dribble down the lane, right side up. Short, no good, rebound to Gunther. Ryan Gunther pushing the ball on the right side, a little stutter step to the hole, up. Missed it, but a whistle and a foul. No foul, ball out of bounds. Okay, I'm sorry. Lot of action up above that time. They say the ball goes out of bounds off the Irish with no foul. From the baseline, lob it in. Palmer makes the catch. Gunther thought it was for him. And now we've got a holding foul on the Irish. See, I told you there was a foul. They just didn't know it yet. Bo Fletcher whistled for his second foul for the Irish. The only two fouls of the game on the Irish, both on Fletcher. He'll come out of the lineup, replacing there by Toby Baxter. Wenzel into Palmer, back to Wenzel. Tried to get a screen from Palmer, couldn't. He'll use the dribble, and now a bounce pass to Palmer. He backs in, spins, dribbles it, up, good. Two-pointer for Brian Palmer, 36-14. Palmer with the lead. The other way, around the perimeter, down the lane. Up, no good for Fletcher. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. With 17 seconds left in the first half. Foul on Gunther. His first or second? His second. Okay, there we go. And at the line is Bo Fletcher. 1 for 2 at the line. Up, good. He'll get another one here. 36-15, Auburn with the lead. Second free throw will be coming up here. The Irish bring Tyler Sippel in off the bench. Baxter will sit down. Second free throw good for Fletcher. He'll come out of the game with two fouls. Back in, Hayden Plow also checking in for the Irish. Is going to be J.J. Lancaster. In a 36-16 ball game. 12 on the clock. Front court, Wenzel has it. Moves to the middle. Pulls up. Going to fire. That might have been partially enough. I think it might have partially blocked. If it was, it helped. It went right straight in. Winslow with 15. And after one half a play, it is the Auburn Bulldogs 39. Fall City Sacred Heart 16. 39-16. The Irish trailing the Auburn Bulldogs. The boys game at halftime. Back with the first half wrap-up on Sunday 101.3 after this two-minute timeout.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
The need for blood is constant, and at times it becomes critical. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies and those with blood disorders, Nemahawk County Hospital relies on all of us to make sure there's blood on hand and accessible when needed. Visit redcross.org/giveblood to schedule an appointment near you or plan to participate in the next blood drive at Nemahawk County Hospital on February 19th. Your one donation can save a life. Nemahawk County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime in Auburn. Our halftime report presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home and they're far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. The first half, it was all Auburn in the first quarter, 21-3. They led Sacred Heart. The Irish went through the first quarter, didn't make a field goal. The only one that counted was a goaltend called against Auburn. 21-3 after one in the second quarter. A little more respectable. It was Auburn pulling away farther. 39-16, but the Irish put up 13 points in that second quarter. And it is 39-16 at halftime. Scoring in the first half for the Bulldogs, we have 15 for Brenton Wenzel, all on three-pointers. Brian Guther has 10. Carson Levine has 8. 4 for Brian Palmer and 2 for Creighton Keeling. They have not shot a free throw yet in this game. Brian Gunther has 2 fouls. Creighton Keeling has 2 fouls for Auburn. For the Irish in the first half, 8 points for Cole Taft, all in the second quarter. 3 each for Brendan Lemeron and Bo Fletcher. All of Fletcher's at the free throw line and 2 for Cooper Canavi. That was the goaltending call. The Irish are 3 for 4. At the line in the first half. The only two fouls called in the first half against Sacred Heart were both called on Bo Fletcher. 39-16 is our halftime score here at Auburn boys game. In the girls game tonight, it was a win for the Irish ladies. They picked up the victory by a score of 55-23, the final there. Sacred Heart with a win. They are led tonight by Avery Sando and Bailey Lemeron. Bailey had 14. Bailey had 14. Avery had 10. Auburn led by Addie Darnell, who had 6. Other scores tonight that we have finals already. On KTNC, H. Cheresby Pawnee City girls 41-17. The Fall City Tiger girls beat Boys Town tonight 27-17. And Malcolm girls with Freeman 65-43. In boys basketball finals tonight, it was Fall City with a win. They beat Boys Town 43-38. If the Johnson Brock over Lewiston, 67-12, and Bishop Newman beat Lord Central Catholic, 62-37. That's our halftime recap brought to you by the folks at Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Right now, word from our sponsors, the weather, more from our sponsors. Say thanks to them. We can't do without them. Second half action coming up in a few minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Life is chaotic enough already. Choose stability by joining F&M Bank, where stability has mattered since 1882. Through it all, we've remained your locally chartered bank right here in Falls City. As the only truly local bank in the area, we take pride in local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That means decisions affecting your life are made here, not by a corporate office in another town or another state. Our world headquarters, proudly in Falls City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly cloudy skies in store tonight, with temperatures falling back into the low 20s and winds out of the west at 10 to 20 miles an hour. On Wednesday, lots of sunshine, with high temperatures reaching the upper 40s and winds out of the west at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, with temperatures in the upper teens and northeasterly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Thursday, look for partly sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid-30s. Friday, cloudy skies and much colder, with highs only around 10 degrees and northeast winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Snow possible Friday night into the day on Saturday. Heavier snow chances will stay off to our south, but some accumulation possible, with high temperatures in the low teens. Sunday, sunny, with high temperatures reaching the upper teens. That's your latest forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you got to get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games, with plenty of TVs to catch every play, from college to pro. But it's not just about the score. It's about the grub. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those specials that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sideline's promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sideline is the place to be. Find us in Sabetha, Kansas. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
Recovering from surgery or a major illness takes time, and often you need a little extra care before you're ready to go home. Sabetha Community Hospital Swing Bed Skilled Care Program is that bridge between the hospital and your front door. Whether it's physical therapy or skilled nursing, we provide the expert recovery care you need right here in Sabetha. You can stay close to family and friends while you regain your strength. Talk to your doctor about the Swing Bed Skilled Care Program at Sabetha Community Hospital, or visit sabethahospital.com to learn more.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC in Falls City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's 44-18. To the front. Sacred Heart ball. Back it in. Cole tapped. Foul on Auburn. Bulldog foul. Will go against Creighton Keeling, his third. First foul of the half. The Irish bring it in. The ball is stolen away. Driving it up the other way for the layup is Wenzel. So Brenton Wenzel now with 22, and it's 46-18. And we have a bucket underneath for the Irish by Fletcher. 46-20 now. Palmer to the front court. Give it to Brian Palmer. He's in the paint. He kicks it back out with the ball. Gunther. Gunther looks, gives up, back to Wenzel, into Palmer, working hard in the middle, back and in, spins all the way around, off the glass, won't go, rebound, the Irish had it, the Irish lost it, Canotti couldn't hang on to it, batted away by the Bulldogs, they get a new shot clock, 2 minutes into the third quarter here, driving in, Keeling goes in, his shot is rejected from behind by Taft, Lemerand on the run the other way for the Irish. Pulls up, uses up his dribble, down the right side, three ball Fletcher, short in the right corner, no good. Rebound, Ryan Gunther. Gunther the other way with 5.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Now working the ball to the right side, Brenton Wenzel. He'll give the ball up to Keeling. He holds it, double team, stolen away. Lemerand lobs it ahead, the ball caught, and the run out is good by Fletcher. It's 46-22, the Bulldog lead. So we come back. Wenzel, top of the key to the free throw line, leaves it back for Gunther. Gunther works to the right side of the lane, had it tipped away, got it back. Wenzel, fake the three, now dribbles. Splits two defenders into the paint, hooks the pass over the top to Gunther. So a two-footer from the right side is good. A nice assist by Wenzel. 48-22. Well, they come the other way now with the basketball. The Irish for three. Taft parries it from the left side of the circle. Taft with 11 in the ball game. 48-25, Auburn. Wenzel to the front with the ball, had it slipped away from the back. It'll be a foul on Brendan Limeron. His first, team foul number one of the quarter against Sacred Heart. It'll be Bulldog ball. Levine checks out of the game, and we have a timeout called with 4:21 to go in the third quarter. Timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Sunny 101.3.
48-25, Auburn with a 23-point advantage over Sacred Heart here in the third quarter. Doug Golds took the timeout for the Irish, and the Bulldogs inbound to the backcourt to Gunther. Gunther coming up the floor with a dribble. Started by Taft, comes cross court to Levine. Carson Levine dribbles it, hands it off. Wenzel for three. Around the rim, won't go. Rebound battle, loose. Picked up by the Irish on the run, Limeron. Limeron stopped at the 3-point line, hands the ball off to Taft. He'll reverse pivot into the lane, spins all the way around, leaves it. Shot rejected by Palmer. Gunther takes it up the floor for the Bulldogs. 3:40 to go in the period with it, Wenzel. Wenzel in the corner, Levine on the left side to the wing, drives to the paint, stolen away by the Irish by Fletcher. Fletcher right in front of his own bench, hands the ball back to Taft. Taft looks, comes across the floor to Limeron for a three ball on the rim. It won't go. Rebound, Palmer had it, lost it. Fletcher ends up with it. Fletcher on the right side, drives to the paint, hooks it up on the, with the left hand, and we got a foul with the body. I believe that'll be on Palmer, and that will be Brian Palmer's first foul of the ball game. Team foul number two this quarter on Auburn. 3:14 to play, third period. At the line, Bo Fletcher, 3 for 4, and now 4 for 5, has 8 in the game. Second one coming for the Irish junior. He gets set and hits them both. He's made 5 in a row after missing his first one tonight. 48-27. Bulldog basketball to the front court. 3:05 to go. Gunther, right side, moving around defender, free throw circle, kicks it out. Levine, right corner, ball, no. Offensive rebound, Wenzel out jumps the Irish to get it. Wenzel keeps his dribble on the sideline, now makes a move, cut off again, goes to Palmer on the left block, spinning into the lane, up and under, layup, good. Palmer with the nice move has 6, and it's 50-27. Sacred Heart trailing the Bulldogs. Cooper Kanabe hands the ball off now in the hands of Hayden Clough. Bats Kanabe in the paint, dishes off Limeron, cross court. Now with it, a bounce pass to Kanabe. Couldn't come up with a clean catch, and the ball rolls out of bounds on the baseline. Auburn Bulldog ball. So into the game comes J.J. Lancaster for the Irish. 2:16 to go in the period. And the Bulldogs will come up the floor against a little token pressure by the Irish. They kind of pull it off. To the front court, Gunther, gets it off to Levine in the circle. Back it goes, Gunther, left side, and a three-pointer up, and good from the left wing for Blake Swanson. Swanson with a triple makes it 53-27. Irish front court right in front of their bench. Fletcher holds it. Kanabe tries to set a screen, gets out top to Limeron now. dribble, spins the free throw line, out of left side to Fletcher. Back it goes. Leteron driving, 10 on the shot clock, into the paint, hangs, shoots, and scores. Little 8-footer, Leteron with his second hoop, has 5. 53-29 with a minute 10 to go. Period number 3 here at Auburn High School. Sacred Heart girls won tonight. Auburn boys trying to get a split of the varsity games. A drive down the lane by Ryan Gunther is up and good over the front end. 55-29 and a long three for Taft. No. Another rebound for Palmer. Palmer hand the ball off to the front. Wenzel back and in. Goes around a defender. Stops. Looks, gives the ball off now to Swanson. Swanson down to Palmer. Left side wing, dribbles in, gives to Gunther off the glass, using Palmer to screen the defender away. Gunther's got 6 points in the quarter. It's 57-29. 19 seconds to go in the quarter. Taft with it, dribbles in the midcourt circle between the legs, off to Leteron. Leteron starts to move to the right side. 7 on the clock. Used up his dribble. Taft has it. 3 on the clock. In the paint. Up. No, but a whistle. And a foul on the floor, I believe. Foul on Carson Levine, his first. Third foul of the period on the Bulldogs. So 2.6 seconds left in the quarter. Into the game for the Irish. Noah Howard again. Auburn will bring in Raleigh Rash for the first time tonight. Triggering in the Irish from the sideline and from near the midcourt circle. Fletcher puts it up before the buzzer sounds, but it's no good. After three, 57-29 Auburn leads. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
This is Sunny 101.3.
57-29, Auburn with the lead over Fall City Sacred Heart. As we enter the fourth quarter, J.J. Lancaster to game now for the Irish. Sacred Heart will have the basketball. Noah Howard will inbound it. Leteron, right into the front court. Ahead to Cooper Canavi. He looks, his pass knocked away. It's loose. It's picked up by Palmer. And Auburn with the steal. Doug Gold folds his arm. Just looks down the floor and shakes his head. Some nights it goes like that. He has had a lot of those in his career, but tonight's the night. Fletcher rolls the ball, steals it, rolls it across the floor to a teammate, and driving in, trying to shoot it, but fouled will be Noah Howard. I'm going to say the foul was before the shot on Wenzel, his second, first foul of the quarter. Trigger man from the baseline for the Irish, looking to get in as Plow. Fletcher, the Lancaster on the wing, dribbles the top of the key, goes in, passes back out top to Leteron. Leteron with a dribble, moving, top of the key jumper, three ball good. Leteron with 8 in the ball game, that's 57-32, excuse me. What's the wrong side there? 37-32, 1 minute gone by in the fourth quarter. To the front we come with the ball, Auburn. Levine to Keeling. In the middle, Palmer between the circles, way out top. Now Wendell trying to get free to the free throw line, over to his teammate, running for a layup is Gunther. He made the catch out on the sideline, moved to the right baseline, and drove to the hole. Nobody cut him off. 59-32. Irish ball, front court with it. Driving from the left to the right, and miscommunication. Noah Howard wanted to go back to Lemeron, who went toward the baseline. The pass went toward the midcourt, and the ball rolls out of bounds. Auburn ball with 6:20 to go in the game. To the front court, and the handoff underneath to Palmer from Wenzel, and he lays it up over the front for two more. 61-32. Three ball, tap, left side elbow, good. Cole Tapp, 14 for him. Timeout, Sacred Heart. Trailing 64-32. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides the shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Another final in tonight. South Holt girls beat East Action girls tonight, 35-32. The win for South Holt tonight in the girls' game. All right, here we go, 61-35. Auburn with the lead. Gunther will inbound in the backcourt into Wenzel. Up the floor we go. What happened here? I reset the clock and it went back to 8 minutes. We don't need to add any length to this one. I went to reset the clock, the 35-second clock, and I think they reset the whole thing. I think there's about 20 seconds left. Well, maybe not. Now we have 53 seconds to play. I'm good with that, with this tonight. The handwriting seems to be on the wall on who's going to win this one, unfortunately for the Irish faithful. Doug Gold stands at the scorer's table. Referee stands at the scorer's table. And now we've got it at 5:37. Okay. 25 seconds on the shot clock. All right. No. Now it's back to 54 seconds. Well, I don't know what to tell you, folks. Now we've got 5:47 and 25 seconds on the shot clock. Auburn basketball in the backcourt. The clock is working correctly. All right, here we go. Up the floor, Wenzel pulls up, double-teamed off to Palmer in the mid. Top of the circle, off it goes now to Gunther. Gunther will hand it away to Swanson. Seven on the shot clock. Wenzel fakes, drives in the paint, scoops it up, throws it, no good. Palmer the rebound, can't connect. Palmer the rebound, puts it up and good. He's in double figures with 10. 63-35, Auburn with the lead. To the front. front court we go. Fletcher at the free throw circle. Dishes off to Lancaster. Lancaster moving left to right. Hands it off to Lemeron. I get a whistle. I get a foul away from the ball on Auburn. Second team foul and the fourth foul on Creighton Keeling. So the Irish will inbound from the baseline. Everybody lined up side to side along the baseline. All the way across. Bring it into Taft. Taft moves. Went to make the drive to the hole and he went in and the ball evaded him. Got away from him and Auburn has it with 4:50 to play. Wenzel off the right side gives the ball over to the far side to Gunther. Gunther with it back out in the midcourt area. Palmer now moves down a drive by Levine. He gives it back to Palmer. He's backing in from the left side to the right, spins it up off the rim, won't go. Rebound ahead and Lancaster drives, now pulls it out, 4:20 to play, into the paint he goes again. Spins all the way around, needs help, gets rid of the ball, out he goes, in the hands of Cole Taft. Taft down the lane, good, and a foul. He'll have a chance at a three-point opportunity here. Taft with 16 now, 63-37 with the bucket. Bulldog foul is on Wenzel. Brenton picks up his third. Team foul number three of the quarter. Taft at the line. Now, Auburn has not attempted a free throw in this game. They are 0-for-0 at the free throw line. Free throw up, rattles in, and good for Cole Taft. I've got him for 17. And on the Irish side, it's completely unofficial because I had to guess at a couple of them tonight. They scored quickly, and I was marking other things down. So we're kind of guessing on a couple. That's okay. All that matters is the big scoreboard and what's up there. Got a foul against Sacred Heart underneath there. Foul on Kyler Sipple, who checked back in on that timeout. First foul of the quarter on the Irish. Bring it in. Now Levine has it. Holds it, looked over to the right sideline to Gunther. Gunther goes inside and up and good for Swanson. He's got his second hoop, and it's 65-38. To the front, Taft hands it away to Fletcher. Fletcher back to Taft, a long three up on the left side, no good. Rebound, Gunther. Saved it, tried to throw it off of Sacred Heart, but he missed and he bounced it right to a teammate. That's when things are going your way when that happens. Just 3:19 left to go. Auburn still with their starters in there with a 27 point lead. Here's a long three up, no good by Levine. Irish with the rebound, taken away from Fletcher at midcourt. Wenzel coming back up the floor the other way. With the dribble on the right side, Gunther has it. Coach Jim Weeks up, says motion. Left side with the ball to Swanson. In, out to Gunther. Left side, elbow, drives to the paint. Fouled, and will go to the line to get the first free throw attempt of the night for the Auburn Bulldogs. Sacred Heart foul this time is called again on Kyler Sipple. That'll be his second. And Gunther at the line has 18 points and make it 19. Wouldn't you think, no practice, right? They wouldn't make anything, but I guess so. 66-38. Bulldogs having it all their own way here. 66-38, they lead. The Irish bring into the game here. I believe that's Noah Howard. Yep, Noah Howard back in at 33. Couldn't see his front number. Gunther makes both free throws, 67-38. Into the game now for the Bulldogs is Raleigh Rash again. He was in late in the first half. And the ball off to Taft on the left side. They'll give it up. Lemeron moves right side and now away to the wing. Taft. Taft. No, Lemeron now with the ball moving. Fakes the handoff. He's open for three. Got it. Left side. Up and good. Lemeron in double. Devil figures with 11, 67-41. Auburn up, 2:12 to go. With it, Levine. Right side, Swanson back to Levine. Dropped it, got it back. Hands it off now to Rash. They play a little weave out top against the Irish defense here. Moving is Keeling with the ball on the right side. He'll take it back out. And Rash for three. Why not? Probably Rash with a triple. It's now 70-41. Auburn. 1:45 left. Taft for three from the right side of the circle. No. Rebound hits the deck, and coming down with it will be Blake Swanson. Swanson will come up the floor and give the ball off now to Keeling. Into the paint to Levine, and a reach-in foul. Going to be calling her, I believe, on Lemeron. That will be his third foul, I believe, and her second foul, and third team foul of the quarter. Auburn brings in Noah Hanley, a 6'3 junior. Leaving the game is Keeling with 2 points. Triggerman for the baseline, Swanson. Out top he goes to Rash. Raleigh comes to the near side. Isaiah Moyer in, a 5'11 junior. Moyer gets it off to Rash. Three ball on the rim, won't go. Long rebound, up, took a hop up on the top of the backboard. Now the Irish have it into the hands of Owen Santo, who's into the ballgame. Santos cross-court pass, dropped. Now it's back in the hands of Baxter. Toby Baxter turns, fires, no. Rebound, bounces off a couple of hands, back to Baxter. Cross-court, Baxter, and the Irish can't keep control of it. The ball rolled over to the side, and with his foot out of bounds, the Irish player touched it. Auburn will get it with 52 seconds to go in this game. So to the front court we come. Auburn ball. Take it into Hanley. Hanley looks, drives in, dishes across the lane. Layup good for Isaiah Moyer. 72-41. Clock stops with 37 seconds. Sub in some players here. Bulldogs bring off the bench Zach Halama, a 6'5" sophomore. With the ball, Sando for the Irish. Starts left, moves back right. Dishes it off there with the ball. Cash with the ball game all the way to the hole. Up, no. Rebound grabbed by Brendan Snyder, just checked in. Sophomore up the floor. Gives the ball to Hanley in the middle. Down the lane, won't go. Taking our rebound, picked up by Reed Kirkendall, who's in the ball game. A freshman in there. He hustles up the floor, Sando down the lane, off the front edge, ball go, rebound to the Irish, and a foul on the putback attempt. We'll put the Irish at the line with 4 seconds to go. Foul on Brendan Snyder. And at the line will be Sacred Hearts. What is that, 31, not 21, that's Traden Witt. Missed the first one. Bulldogs bring into the game Gavin Benson, a 5'11 sophomore. And if we turn around, I'll tell you who else went in there. It might be. No, I can't tell. Free throw is good for Witt. Also in there for the Bulldogs. 12, okay. Lane Jones. And that's your ball game final. Auburn 72, Sacred Heart 42. We'll be back and wrap this one up after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, taking a look at the final score in the ball game here tonight. It is Auburn improving to 11-1 with a 72-42 win over Sacred Heart. Got it dropped to 5-7 on the year. For the Irish tonight, they are led by Cole Taft. I had him at 17 in the game. 9 for Bo Fletcher, 11 more for Brendan Lemeron. Traydon Witt had 1, and Cooper Canabi had 4. The Irish hit 7 out of 9 at the free throw line in the ball game for their total of 42. You know, after the first quarter, the Irish had just 3, had no made field goals. Their only bucket in the first quarter was on a goaltending. The Irish scored 39 points the rest of the way. And those final quarters, Auburn still had a big advantage. It was a 12-point advantage and not the 30 it ended up. For Auburn in the game, they are led by Brenton Wenzel. He had 22 in the ball game. That included 6 three-pointers. Ryan Gunther had 20 on the night. We've got 8 points for Carson Levine tonight. 10 for Brian Palmer. It's 2 for Isaiah Moyer, 3 for Raleigh Rash, 2 more for Creighton Keenan, and 5 for Blake Swanson. The Bulldogs, perfect at the free throw line tonight, 2 for 2. In the girls' game tonight, the contest went like this. Sacred Heart with the win, 55-23. Sacred Heart led in scoring by Bailey Lemeron, who had 14 tonight, 10 for Avery Sano, and 9 more for Peyton Georges in that contest. For Auburn, they're led by Addie Darnell with 6 and 5 tonight for Grace Schneider. Auburn girls now 3-10 on the year. The Sacred Heart girls improve to 11-4. Well, that will wrap up our coverage tonight of high school basketball on Sunny 101.3. Auburn and Ball State Sacred Heart split the girl-boy doubleheader. Our action on Sunny 101.3, our presenting sponsor for tonight's game is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, building more than projects, they are building community. Thank them and all of our sponsors for making these high school broadcasts possible. And that's going to wrap it up. For MJ Evans, I'm John Nixon saying goodnight, everybody.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Fall City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Fall City.
Did you know that martial arts could be a family activity? Find out how during Free Trial Week at Hell Martial Arts in Fall City. All classes are free on February 2nd to the 7th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Also coming is our Shatamuki Kids Camp starting February 9th. This is an awesome course for your 4- to 6-year-old. Find out more at hellmartialarts.com or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring.